Britain's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk. ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com. Where do businesses in Kent go to do business? Supplymybusiness.co.uk. Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join today. Supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show.
You can't do that when you've got cake in your mouth.
I've just eaten an apple pie.
So rude.
Tracy bought me an apple pie, and it says, "You're the apple of my pie" on it.
You so are.
I know. It's lovely. And I just stuck it in my mouth and then realised I've run out of adverts to play and had to speak.
And now he's got crumbs all over his microphone.
And now I've got crumbs all over the microphone.
So Marcus has sent us a tweet, a direct tweet thingy. Whatever, about the business awards. He says that criteria is that you must have your business registered in the Canterbury City Council District area, which includes Herne Bay and Whitstable, postcode CT 12345 and 6. So my question then, Marcus, thank you for responding, is what about Ashford and what about Maidstone? Who can apply to those?
Well,
because in a minute, when I find out CT 21, not that I will be applying, but isn't included in Ashford or Canterbury.
Well, it's in Hythe, that's why.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
We'll start your own awards.
Yeah, I suppose we could.
I know. Do your Hythe Mums in Business Awards.
There must be one there.
What, Hythe? Have you got 1,800? No, not 1,800. What did I used to deliver? 8,000, 8,500 houses in Hythe.
Mm. Not really that large. Though.
Yes. Anyway.
Done that, yeah.
So Maidstone and Ashford, it'd be good to know what that covers then. Because I'm a CT21 CT postcode, and that's obviously not in Canterbury, so it's not going to be in Ashford either, is it?
No, that's true. It's in Hythe.
Yeah, exactly.
So you'd come under
I think it's discrimination.
No, but you'd come under the Folkestone Awards, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but they're not doing Folkestone Awards, are they?
Well, it's gap in the market. Stage your own awards, the Folkestone and Hythe Awards.
Yes, lovely. The Shepway Awards, soon to not be Shepway by the sound of it.
Yeah, exactly. We've had a tweet from Dandelion Social. Join us in support of Friends of the Wisdom Hospital at our charity auction. Blimey, does this bloke get everywhere?
What, you?
Which bloke?
It's me, apparently. I'm doing the auction
as
well.
No, it is you. And I was joking.
On the 22nd of February. And there's limited tickets left. Well, there would be.
Of course.
Of course. So it's a charity auction in aid of Friends of the Wisdom Hospital. And it's been organised by Dandelion Social. And you can follow Dandelion on the Twitter. The Dandelion SM is their Twitter handle. So do give them a follow and find out about that. Nies Wilton has sent a very interesting gif about the School of Flirting. I don't know what she's getting at here. No flirting going on around here. And Amanda Flanders has sent a guess that Bird bought me a steamer. And it's a picture of some chickens being boiled, which is horrible.
They need to... What are they doing? I don't know how they send these gifts through so quickly. It's amazing.
They've got nothing better to do, Bird. That's what it is.
Amazing. You've built a whole show on it, so don't knock it.
Absolutely. Well, talking of which, today's show sponsor of Phoenix Interim Recruitment, and Phoenix have just tweeted to say how pleased they are to sponsor the show today. They're obviously not listening. And they're also, as they quite rightly say, one of the main sponsors to the show, and they are an ongoing sponsor, and we really do appreciate them, and thank you so much. Do check them out. Phoenix Recruitment, Phoenix Interim Recruitment. .co.uk. Check their website out. There's links on the Kent Business Radio website to their website and all their jobs and all the things that they do. And they do some really interesting stuff, so do check them out. Joe.
So, Keith and Kate from Athelbray, how do you pronounce it, Paul? Are doing a
24 Athelbray.
It's not. They're doing the 24-hour relay walk for cancer research on the 1st and 2nd of July as part of Team All Nighty. I quite like that. Team members walk for 24 hours because cancer never sleeps to raise funds for the charity, and they're hoping to beat their team total of £8,000 from last year. Keith has decided that This year, he'll be walking for the whole 24 hours. Any spare pennies people could find would be really appreciated. The donation page can be found by searching on Team All Nighty, and that's N-I-G-H-T-I-E. Little play on words there. Relay for Life, Eastbourne, and following the link to either Keith or Kate's fundraising pages. Or if it's easier, you can email Kate at Athelbrae, that's athelbrae.co.uk, and then they can send you the link direct to contribute.
Do you ever think that people are getting at you somewhere along the line?
No.
I just had a tweet from the lovely Andrea Barker, yeah, who is also known as Bird.
She is.
And she's tweeted, and I'm sorry about this, but this is what she tweeted. Can we have a shout out, please, on Titter? Okay, very funny. Yeah. And she says, learning is fail so important. Okay. It equals resilience, Princess Munka. And she says, and was it Vic's chest rub that she bought?
Oh.
Very close.
Very.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting there.
I don't want you to rub this, though.
Yeah. You could give it a go. You can follow...
Was my silence deafening then?
Yeah.
Like, visualising.
In your dreams, Paul, in your dreams.
Fiona thinks it's a string vest.
Does she? She's getting desperate now.
She's getting close. She's getting close.
Yeah. Andrea Barker is a confidence coach. Do check out Andrea. She's going to be on the show in a few weeks' time as well, and we're looking forward to that. You can follow her on the Twitter. Andrea BC Coach is her Twitter handle. And the lovely folks over there at Telcare say, is it a box of tissues with hearts on?
Oh, that's nice. Because she knows that he hasn't been very well.
Very nice, Anya. So Andrea, you're taking this.
You see?
Cool.
Warmer.
Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to play an advert and then we're going to talk to our next guests.
Do you want to feel more positive, empowered and excited? Rediscover your self-confidence for a new job or business? Male, female, young or old, Women Work invites everyone to a day of free workshops, including access to the NatWest Business School bus. And for £5, you can spend the evening listening to our fantastic inspirational speakers. Women Work, Friday, March the 10th, the Assembly Hall Theatre, Tunbridge Wells. Visit assemblyhalltheatre.co.uk/womenwork. All proceeds will be donated to the Pickering Cancer Drop-In Centre.
Cool. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome to the Business Bunker Show our two guests. You have heard from them chipping in for the rest of the programme, so they're not going to come as a shock. But it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show Anya Jeffries and Tracy Ferguson.
Hello,
and thank you for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's an absolute joy. We've listened to your advert a couple of times. Why don't you tell us more about what it is you folks are up to? Because you are up to an awful lot,
yes.
Aren't you? And you've been wandering around Kent, goading people into helping you, which is fantastic.
Well, I have to say that the response from the community, from the Kent community, has been absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And for those who haven't heard of Women Work events, it's actually being held at the Assembly Hall Theatre on Friday the 10th of March.
That's in Tunbridge Wells.
It's in Tunbridge Wells, but it's very much an opportunity to celebrate and showcase positive role models.
Right.
It's also to raise awareness of mental health amongst male and female at all ages, and also to build new networks and partnerships. So really, it started off as an acorn. It's now grown into a big oak tree. So Brad, I hope you're listening. This is very much about self-belief and just living the dream and just actually persevering and trying to create something which is going to have a life-lasting impact on a lot of people. Because for us, it's very much about creating an event that is going to inspire others. So whether that's in your personal life or whether it's in your professional life. But it started off as a workshop for 20 people.
Yeah.
Tracy and I, we are both coaches. We both work for the Prince's Trust. And I work in the areas of self-belief and confidence, and I wanted to create an event whereby you could actually work on your self-belief and confidence. You could then actually create that confidence through your wardrobe. Then when you're looking and feeling good, you could go ahead and get at that amazing job. And then it was very much about how do you create that happiness within the home environment, because if you're not happy at home, you won't be happy at work. And then very much about how do you create that positive mindset, which Tracy's going to be talking about, and that life and work balance. So we now have three events. We have the NatWest Mobile Business School, and they are talking about every single aspect of setting up a business. Right. So that's from 10 till 6. They're going to be parked outside the Assembly Hall Theatre. And that's from how do you write a business plan, how do you write a marketing plan, crowdfunding, everything that you can think of. Mm. We then have 70 speaker slots during the day. So these are all free workshops.
How many?
7-0.
7-0.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. Some people will be speaking more than once. So it's not actually 70 speakers. It's around about 45 speakers, I think. But
In my world, that's an audience.
It is, and they're all speaking about every single, about different subjects. So for us, the most important thing, it wasn't just about sharing stories, hence my earlier question to you. It's very much also, for this event, to give people walkaway tips to take that next step to create positive change. Right. And then the evening event is very much about, actually, it's very visual. We have cheerleaders who normally compete nationally against each other. So for the first time, they're going to be competing together.
Yeah.
The pom-poms
yes.
and everything.
Yeah, we absolutely.
Yeah, we did.
If we'd have known, we could have entered a team.
They don't normally perform with pom-poms, but they are going to on the
night. Are they?
Yeah. And then we've actually got Charlie B. So she was a finalist in The Voice, and she worked with the Will I Am team. So she's going to be kicking off the event. Mm-hmm. And we have Bella Penfold closing the event. And then we have the originations of the workshop in the first half.
Mm-hmm. The 20 people workshop.
Yeah, the 20 people workshop. Yeah. That's on stage. And then the second half, we've got Chris Harris, who's a mental health advisor for the Prince's Trust. And he's talking about how do you recognise the early warning signs of mental illness and people very close to you, whether that's at work or whether that's at home. How do you not fall off that tightrope and create positive mental health? Mm-hmm. We have Nikki Owens, who actually burnt her parents' house down. So when she was 17 years old, she is now a world-renowned charisma coach. And she made legal case history because her lawyer was able to prove that she wasn't nuts. She was actually suffering from chronic PMT. Right. And she talks about the belief of how one person can turn your life around, which is really everything that all of us just want. We want someone to believe in us, to make us feel that we can achieve anything, to dream big. And she also talks about the Big Apple experiment. If you Google it, it's all over YouTube. But it's the impact of your thoughts, not on your mental health, but on your physical well-being.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say too much because I think it's actually something that you should actually see. But it's really quite frightening when you, and she'll prove this to you, how you realise that all the thoughts that you put into your head, and this is what Tracy's going to be talking about as well, is how do you reframe those negative thoughts? And we tend to have more negative thoughts than positive thoughts a day. We don't understand the impact of what they are doing for us in our daily lives.
If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, because whatever you think, you're right.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And I think you are right. And I think people don't realise that. Mm. And it's also, I love motivational speakers, and I think everybody needs to find one that actually suits them. But Zig Ziglar is one that I always love. And he talks about the alarm clock. So do you view the alarm clock as, oh, my God, I've got to get up in the morning and go to work? Or is it very much, it's an opportunity clock? And it's all how you reframe those thoughts that you put into your mind. And then lastly, we have Catherine Spencer, who is ex-England.
Oh, the former England rugby captain.
Yes. She's going to be speaking as well. So
she's been on here too.
I know, I heard, and she is amazing. In fact, everybody who has contributed to our event, they are doing this voluntarily, and we've had a fantastic response from Marks & Spencer's, from Metro Bank, from Tesco's, The Range, Kitsch, Juliet's, and what they're doing is they're holding, because all the evening event is £5, the day workshops are free. Mm. But proceeds raised from the evening event are going to Pickering Cancer Drop-In Centre. Right. And next Thursday in Marks & Spencer's, and next Thursday and next Friday, Saturday and Sunday, The Range are doing fundraising days for Pickering, wearing Women Work T-shirts, and Tesco will be doing the same.
Fantastic. You've put a massive amount of effort into this. Is this the first time you've run such a thing?
Yes. And do you know what, Andrew, I can honestly say there have been moments, as Tracy well knows, of overwhelm, and it has been like, oh my God, this was meant to be something very small. Mm. And I think it would be fair to say that everybody who's been involved has been challenged in some way. Mm. And even when we've approached people to speak in the speaker slots, they've actually said, oh my God, oh my God. But you know what, they're going to deliver and they're going to be amazing. And I think we all need to do that. And that's actually, remember I was talking about the inspiration cards and the artists who are going to put together this inspirational board. For me, my daily mantra is do something that actually challenges you every day. And it can be making a phone call to someone that you really don't want to ring. So, you know, you go into the office, you're walking around that phone thinking, I'll do that till last. But it's that sense of achievement that you get from it.
Sure.
So this is really an event for everybody.
Okay. Let's talk to Tracy for a moment now. We'll come back to you in a minute, Anya. So, Tracy, you're the confidence speaker.
Well, I'm talking about positive mindset and the importance of language, and it's something that is very close to my heart. It's something that I've realised with my journey over the last couple of years, that how you talk not only to other people, and I've always been really kind to other people, but I've not always been very kind to myself, and that has stemmed from the imprints that we get, the programming from our childhoods a lot of the time, where I was told that I was, you know, fat, ugly, all of these types of things that a lot of young people now are telling themselves. And just on another note, so something that I'm really interested in is the Dove project. So I don't know if you saw, there was an advert probably about 2 or 3 years ago for Dove, where there was ladies in all different shapes and sizes advertising the product. And that's what we need to have more of. We need to be more open and just love our bodies and love ourselves. And part of what I'm going to be talking about is it's very difficult in 10 minutes, but my journey through getting from where I was. I'm just going to show you a couple of pictures here. I know it's not good for radio, but so these are two pictures of me, both on holiday, showing my mindset. So the one was me on holiday, it's probably about 5 years ago. In Portugal, absolutely beautiful, but you can see from my face that I'm not a happy lady, not a happy girl. And yet this one was last year, and I would never have posted anything like this on social media, but I felt so happy, and I think the picture says that I'm happy. I've got no makeup on, my hair's a mess because I've literally just gone straight onto the beach. I've got bare legs, and I would never, ever have posted anything like that because I would have been too critical of myself. However, over the last year, so part of that has becoming an NLP practitioner. So that means that I'm very much noticing other people's language, but then I also started to notice my own and how I was talking about myself and introducing myself to people. And I decided that I had to change. I was helping other people to talk differently, but I needed to do something different for me. And that is what I've done, and that is what I'm going to be talking about, how important it is that we are kind to ourselves, that we are vulnerable, and that we let other people see that vulnerability, and that change isn't an overnight process. So I think you're talking about business, and you know, it isn't an overnight process that you you manage to become successful in business. It's the same with any change that you make. It's short steps. And for me, it was about that acceptance that I am who I am. I look the way I look, and I should be really proud of this body. We should all be really proud of our bodies because they look after us. I think what Brad was saying about health is the most important thing. So if you don't look after yourself, then you know, you're not going to be able to do anything that you want to do. So it was about that acceptance, moving on to starting to like myself, and then finally getting to the stage where I love myself, and I can now say that, you know, I love my body and I think I'm beautiful.
Shut
and
away.
I wouldn't and but I wouldn't have been able to say that, you know, last year. So that it's a really great moment for me, and I'm talking about it. So this is the first time publicly that I will have spoken on the stage about it, but I am definitely through the Princess Trust going into inspiration days, particularly with girls, but with boys as well, and talking about the importance of having a positive body and positive mindset.
It is. You're absolutely right. Self-image is something we've become obsessed with
for
all the wrong reasons. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being an old, fat, bald bloke.
I'm really a sex symbol.
But you have to love who you are, because exactly, if you don't love yourself, then other people are going to find it very difficult to love you.
Well, the problem is that we try to suit other people's views about who we are as people. Mm. Whereas as people, we all have our own talents, abilities and things to offer the world. And we quite often don't think about that. We think about other people's views on it. And so I really get the message that you're putting across, and it's a really powerful and important message.
It's interesting. Little Dodsey wrote a card. She had to do. It was called a superlative card for her homework. She wanted to know what a superlative was, and then went and looked it up and everything. But it really touched me, because at the end it said something like, and I can't even remember exactly what it was, but it's something along the lines of something like, I always think I'm amazing because you tell me that I'm funny or something. And there's something that was clearly something I'm saying to her is making her feel more confident about herself, sort of thing. And typical her that she thought it was worth articulating that, because she sort of gets that sort of stuff anyway. But I thought for a 10-year-old, you know, that was really important.
Yeah.
But
and the role model aspect of that is really important as well. So, you know, we should be telling our children how wonderful they are, and making them realise that beauty isn't about how you look. It's about how you are inside. It's about what you do. It's about what you do for other people. It's about how you show up in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's a really important message.
And that's why it's actually very important that parents actually attend this event. So it's not just the mums or it's just the kids, but that fathers come along too. And you and I had this conversation outside, that we really do want to engage men in the conversation, because we couldn't do what we do nowadays. I certainly couldn't do what I do now without the support of my husband and my family. Mm. And I feel that it's a conversation that needs to actually be reframed, because people always think that actually men should be excluded, and I don't see why they should. Sure. And it's like you and I were talking about the rise of male suicide and the rise of mental health.
Yep.
And this is a key aspect, is you know, unless we start new conversations where we show ourselves to be vulnerable, where we actually show people that it's okay to make mistakes, it's okay to ask for help, it's not a sign of failure, it's a huge sign of strength, we won't actually make any progress. We will just end up just coming back. And the other thing which is very important for me in this event is, and I think it happens to us all, that we need to really understand the weight of our language that we actually use, whether it's at home, whether it's in the work environment, whether it's with friends or with colleagues. Is you can say something and it may mean absolutely nothing to you, but to someone else that could mean an awful lot, and it could change their life, whether that's for the better or whether that's for the worse. And we actually address that through our workshops, also on stage. So a lot of reflection that really life isn't all about making money, because what does success mean? Success doesn't mean necessarily owning that big house. Success means having a happy home environment,
you know,
being loved, being respected, being valued, whether that's at work or whether that's at home. And that has to come from within yourself.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fascinating and inspirational day. And there's lots of things going on. We're kind of running out of time. So basically, are you still looking for people to come along? We still want men to come along and join in as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's not just women work, it's women and their men supporters to come along too.
Yeah, and the evening event is very visual, and it's going to have a lot of energy, a lot of colour, and it's a great event for you to come with your kids.
Okay.
Because the messages are going to be very, very powerful, very, very strong, as are the messages in the workshops. But during the evening, it's more entertaining, but with a lot of power behind it.
Yeah, and just to say thank you as well to the Assembly Hall Theatre, who've helped to put this event on. Without them, it would still have been the 20 people workshop.
Absolutely. So thank you, JJ. Yes.
So once again, from the top, when is it?
10th of March. Friday the 10th of March.
Friday the 10th of March. Where is it?
Tunbridge Wells.
Tunbridge Wells Assembly Hall Theatre.
Assembly Hall Theatre. Yes.
If people want to know more about the event or to book a place on any of the events, have you got a website?
We have. It's womenworkevents.com.
Okay. And that website link is on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you can't remember it, go to the Kent Business Radio website and there's a link there. That will stay there way past March the 10th, so you'll be able to find it. We've got your little jingle advert. And we're going to be playing that here on Channel Radio right up until the day.
Thank you so much. And so, can I just say that was actually created by Paul Foss, and his wife is actually Daisy is speaking on stage and also during the day. So thank you, Paul.
Yeah, big thank you to Paul, and he's been very helpful this morning in getting us
a copy of it to put on as well. So thank you to him for that. Ladies, thank you for telling us all about the Women Work event. It's a fabulous event that you're doing. A lot of hard work's gone into this. It's going to be a massive success. Get there, is what I'm saying. Get there, people. Join in. Be there.
And can I just say one more thing? We don't want this to be a one-off. We actually want to take this nationally or for this to be an annual event. But that will obviously depend on its success.
Absolutely. And it will be a success.
It will be. I know. It will be. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much. Do stay with us for the remaining part of the show. But for the moment, Anya Jeffries and Tracy Ferguson, Women Work. We really are rooting for you. It's going to be good.
Thank you.
We're going to be there. Fantastic.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thank you. I'm still getting millions of tweets. We've still got in loads of emails. We've got Joe's Gems to do and all kinds of things. I've got a tweet from Anna App. The Anna App. A-N-N-A-A-P-P. And she says, we are rewarding people for asking questions. 50p for every question is donated to youth centres that have lost their government funding. That's interesting. And then it runs out. So I don't know any more detail than that. So I guess that's what you call a teaser in the business. So what I'd suggest you do is follow the Twitter handle, which is the A-N-N-A-A-P-P, the Anna App. Give them a follow.
Good.
An app.
Got an email?
I have. Kent and Victor Chamber, Future of Work Roundtable with Vodafone. So this is a buffet lunch this time. No cereals here. 11 till 1.30. Are you interested in the future of work? Are you a CEO? COO?
We're going to sandwich that between dinner and breakfast.
Yes. Oh, very good. Yes. Is this maybe? No, I won't. I was going to say it, Fiona, but I'm not. Are you a CEO, COO, HR and digital transformation leader or other senior level change management executive? Join us for a roundtable special with Vodafone where you'll explore what the cultural shift means for the future of work and how to take the advantage and how to take advantage. Discover how to use technology and connectivity to meet employee expectations. You'll also find out how to successfully deliver flexible, anytime, anywhere working that maximises workplace productivity and satisfaction. It's on the 23rd of February 2017 at Regis the Panorama in Ashford. Free to attend for Chamber member and non-members. I don't know where that is. Where's that?
What, the Panorama?
Yeah.
It's at the end of Station Road. You know, it's the big place on the big junction there that used to be an office block. It used to be... Was it Kent? No, not Kent
Regis,
House.
Presumably.
Yeah, but it used to be an office
near
block.
Near the train station sort of thing.
Yeah, at the other end of the road from the train station.
Oh, okay.
Opposite Domino's Pizzas.
Okay.
It used to be a big office block, and they've turned it into penthouse apartments and serviced offices.
Oh, that sounds posh, doesn't
Kent it? Kent rocks at flexible recruitment.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, we started this process as we are sponsoring the Women in Business Awards this year with a special recognition award for diversity in the workplace, with particular attention being paid to flexible working. We conducted a straw poll of over 150 Kent businesses recently to see who was already embracing this model of working, and we're delighted with the results. 60% of Kent businesses were already recruiting this way, with another 20% considering it for future acquisitions. 24 of the businesses that replied were already employing over 65 people flexibly. We've heard some great stories from a range of local businesses who are employing people on a part-time and flexible basis, making many this central to their talent attraction and retention strategy. The next phase of the process is to compile a local power part-time list for Kent to celebrate those that are working with flexibility in their role. We hope to be able to showcase local talent in the same way and show how these positions work in a flexible way. The project will begin in May, so any Kent-based organisation who currently recruit senior employees and feel that they should be featured on this list should contact me. And this is from Andrea Starbuck, and you can contact Andrea at andrea@10to2.org. And that's 10, T-E-N, the number 2, and then the word 2, T-W-O.org. So Andrea@10to2.org, or you can look at their website, which is 10to2.org. So do check that out. Flexible working is the future.
And Andrea, if you're listening, can you get in contact with us at the People platform? We'd love to get you on as a guest to talk about flexible working.
I can get hold of Andrea.
That'd be lovely.
If you'd like to.
That'd be
and
great.
Can I just say that Andrea is actually going to be at our event at Women's yeah. Works, and Kelly Culver, who's a finalist of Women in Business Network, mm-hmm. is also talking at our event.
Is she? Mm-hmm.
So check out the programme.
Cool. Good
All
stuff.
Fantastic speakers. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Blast.
Damn and Blast or just
No,
Blast?
Just Blast. Probably the best business networking event in Kent.
Oh.
Blast. Business networking is one of a kind. It's energetic and dynamic annual event brought to you by the business support charity, the Kent Foundation, to celebrate business in Kent. This year, the event will be held in the stunning Maidstone TV studios. That's the UK's largest independent live TV studio. This once-a-year event is not one to miss, so book your place to meet new people, network, start a conversation and collaborate. We guarantee you will be leaving the evening with a buzz and a newfound motivation. It's taking place on the evening of Tuesday the 14th of March from 5.30 until 7.30 at Maidstone TV Studios. That's in Newcut Road, Maidstone. So do get along to that.
Can I say something? Because as you know, that our event is actually aimed at people who are looking to return to work or at career crossroads or looking to change direction or stepping on the career ladder for the very first time. And you've mentioned some fantastic business networking groups. And I've just been thinking it's half term. There's going to be people at home who are listening to this show. When I first started going to all these business networking forums, some of them can be actually very overwhelming. Some of them may not be quite what you're looking for, but persevere because there are some fantastic ones out there.
That's why we got the Networking Networkers event for exactly
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And it's one of those things that you need to really think about. There are different networking events that suit different people and different kind of setups. You're absolutely right. Work is underway on a 65-bed mental health hospital.
Oh, how fantastic.
In Maidstone. Following the completion of a new £1.5 million access road, the new road has enabled Signet Healthcare, one of the UK's largest independent providers of mental health, to begin the construction on its £18 million investment at the Kent Medical Campus. That's at KIMS, almost next door to the TV studios, funnily enough. The campus will officially become an enterprise zone in April, having been granted the status by the government, meaning it offers financial incentives to businesses moving to the site and therefore generating a considerable rise in interest from would-be tenants. Gary Watson of investment management company Jones Lang LaSalle, which is developing the campus, said it's great to see Signet getting started on its new flagship mental hospital development for Kent and the South East, and the completion of the second spine road opens up the site to enable us to develop it more. So we are looking forward to that. For those of you that don't know, KIMS is an interesting site. It's on the outskirts of Maidstone, right on the junction of Junction 7 of the M20. And currently they're private hospitals, but they have, if I remember rightly, they have an oncology hospital there and they have a neurosurgery hospital there, and they're soon to open a mental hospital and other facilities. So good stuff.
So Whitstable tweet up at the Continental Hotel Beach Walk in Whitstable. The tweet ups have returned to its original venue and meet them for a relaxing coffee, great sea view and stimulating conversation on Thursday the 16th of February. That's this Thursday, and then every third Thursday of each month. Your host, Julian Field, will be delighted to see you. And there's a Canterbury tweet up at Lendley's Terrazzo Restaurant in Roper Road in Canterbury. And that's quite near to Canterbury West Station with free customer parking. And you can meet Mark Reed, your larger-than-life host, apparently, in this calm and pleasant Terrazzo Cafe on Thursday, the 23rd of February, and every last Thursday of each month. And all the tweet-ups are free.
Fantastic. I've got one last email, and then we're going to hear from Jo with her gems. Dandelion Time, who are a charity based at East Farley on the outskirts of Maidstone, they have a marmalade workshop. How lovely.
How lovely.
On Friday the 10th of March from 9 till 3 with Paula George in East Farley, make your own marmalade to take home. Lunch and marmalade ingredients included, £50 per person. To book, please email fundraising@dandeliontime.org.uk. And it's now that time for
Joe's Gems.
I do love that jingle. So today we're going to be talking about productivity apps for your phone, because somebody mentioned actually work-life balance earlier. I prefer to use the term work-life integration, because as a home-based business owner, firstly, I don't think you can balance it. I think you just have to do whatever as and when and work it out the best you can. but also, for me, one of the advantages of working from home is I can do what I want when I want to fit with what I want, if you like. So, for example, I'm a bit of a night bird, so I stay up late working, and I don't get up very early in the morning, and I don't start work till mid-morning compared to most people. If I've got things that I need to do during the day, I go off and do those, but then I'll work after little Doddy's gone to bed in the evening, because that suits me as far as my sort of chronograph, they call it, don't they? Chronotype goes. But I also use my phone quite often when I'm out and about to catch up on stuff that I can do without having to be back in the office, you know, officially at my laptop and all that sort of thing. And people quite often think, oh, she's always on her phone, and I'm not always on Facebook. I'm usually doing something like updating the plugins on my website, or responding.
She knows how to live a rock and roll life, doesn't she?
Exactly. Or replying to emails on behalf of Engage for Success, which I do every day, and so I do that on my phone rather than doing it specifically in my office or whatever. And I split my to-do list into where I need to do the things. So I have a whole list of things that I can do on my phone when I'm out and about. So I just wanted to talk about a few apps that I use that you might find interesting. So if anybody uses Google Calendar, my preferred app now for my calendar on my phone is actually Tiny Calendar, and it integrates fully with Google Calendar, but actually works a lot better. And I've been using it for a few months now, and much prefer it. But the thing for using a calendar just generally online, a lot of people still use diaries, and I know a lot of people still love that feel of paper and so on. But I also have friends who've got a paper diary, and they try and use their phone, and they try and do something else, and then you ask them if they're available, and they don't know, and they'll have to get back to you because they haven't got all the information. Tracy's pointing at Anya now.
She's lost me there.
Do you see that? Yeah, absolutely.
Or they don't turn up for that meeting because they've put something in one diary and not transferred it to the other and everything else. So I recommend that people use one diary that they always have with them, and because I always have my phone with me, then that makes it work really well for me. The second thing is a to-do list. If you write to-do lists, again, it's quite handy to use your phone to have those on there rather than on paper. Now, again, some people do work best on paper, and if that's you, then, you know, carry on. But there are a couple of apps. One is called Remember the Milk, which I think is a really cool name for an app, isn't it? And that's a really nice-looking, simple list manager, basically, where you can create lists and use it to add in the things that you need to get done. If you need a bit more integration, if you want to perhaps integrate with your calendar and Gmail and that sort of thing, then Todoist is one that I'd recommend. It's the one that I use. So you can tag things, label things, create projects, and filter. So I sort of cut and dice my to-do list in various different ways using Todoist, and it makes it really easy to make sure you get stuff done. You always know, even things like I've got my shopping list on my Todoist app. So if I'm in Sainsbury's or wherever and I think, oh, I need to get some shopping, what do I need? I can look it up on my phone. The third one, why are you laughing?
No, I just love it.
You're so organised.
I just love how organised you are. Yeah, I really do. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Joe is so organised that in order to balance the world, I have to be disorganised. Otherwise, the world will be out of kilter. Sorry.
So that leads me nicely on actually thinking about Evernote. Anyone use Evernote? So Evernote is a note-taking app that you can have on your phone, on your tablet, on your PC, Mac, whatever, and it all syncs across everything. And you can take notes, you can add images to it, you can add files to it, you can record audio on it, you can even dictate to it. And I use it for loads and loads of things, but the thing it just reminded me of is I use it for storing my recipes. So if I am in the supermarket thinking, what should I have for tea tonight? Oh, I fancy that chicken curry. What do I need to put in it? I've got the recipe on my phone.
How do you manage to be so organised to work, to look after your family and actually work through all these recipes?
That's me. That's what I do.
I know, we're looking the other way.
I'm not organised all the time. I'm not organised all the time. You know, it's all varying, isn't it? Sometimes I'm highly organised, sometimes I'm very disorganised.
She's got an app for organising her organisation apps.
Yeah, she has.
But I'd really recommend checking Evernote out. One of the advantages I've found with Evernote in recent years is, you know, you go to meetings, you make loads of notes in your notebook, and then you go home and then you try and remember what was agreed 3 weeks later, and you're flicking through your notebook, and then like 6 months later you think, oh, I remember that meeting and something was there. So you're flicking through pages and pages of five different notebooks. You can't find that flipping bit of paper, even though you know it's in there. With Evernote, You make a note in a meeting. It's already there. You don't have to type it up because it's already in your phone and your laptop and everything else. And it's searchable, so you can find it anytime you like. So,
do you know what I do?
Go on then.
I just deny you ever told me.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So,
no, you never told me that. No, you didn't. I'd have a note of it in me Evernote if you did.
So anytime I need to make notes on anything, I just open my Evernote app and start writing notes. So I've got emails in there that I'm in the middle of preparing to send out to my list. I've got, as I say, recipes. I've got planning things. I've got radio show outlines, all that sort of stuff. It just all goes in there and it's all in one place. And the last one is, I said about it at the beginning, not the last one, second last one, Gmail and Google Contacts. If anyone isn't using Gmail, I absolutely recommend it. It's got unlimited storage, so you don't run out of space for your emails, and all your contacts are in there, which make it really easy, again, to always know who to speak to and how to get in touch with them, all that sort of thing. And then the last one, she says, dashing through, because I never have enough time. I could talk for hours on this stuff, obviously, is password managers. Does anyone use a password manager? Password manager, and Bird nodded really knowledgeably, and then I said, anyone use password manager? And she shook her head.
No, I
didn't. Do you know, the funny thing is, you know how bad I am at organising myself. I actually downloaded a password manager. I loaded all my passwords in it, and then I thought, I didn't forget. I thought, it's a load of rubbish, this, and I deleted it.
Why?
Really, why?
I just couldn't get on with it. I just couldn't get on with it at all.
Okay, so my recommended app.
But you know, yes? That's because I have 157 passwords, and they're all the same.
Yes, okay, so... Okay.
You just said that on
this password.
Exactly. So the reason why you would want to use this, firstly, is so that you can remember the passwords. You know, you don't have to remember them. They're all in your password app. But what that means, because you don't have to remember them all, is that you can have a different password for everything, or at least all the sensitive sites. And you can also, when you're asked to create a password, you can get the system to generate the
a
app to generate
one.
You a proper random password, and you can say what you want, so it can be, you know, 12 things with dots and squiggles and stuff like that in it. So it's a really secure password. And because you don't have to remember it, it doesn't matter how secure it is and how long it is or anything else, because you don't have to remember it. And that way you can be really secure with the sites that you have. So my recommended app for that is LastPass. There are others that are out there as well. But again, it syncs between everything. So I have the app on my Chrome browser. I've got an icon so I can automatically log into things on there. But I've got it on my phone as well. So if you now said to me, could I go into some website that I haven't been into for months and years and whatever, I've got the password in here because I save it. I've got credit card details in there. So when I'm buying things online, I can just click on the button and it adds all my details in for me. I don't have to go and find my bag, get my card out and work it all out.
This doesn't. I've just had a message. It doesn't surprise me. This is from Mike. Mikey T, Uber geek. I've got a password manager.
Yes.
No, yeah. You don't say.
Exactly.
And he says, I recommend KeePassX.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's most info security departments approve this particular one.
So my thing about phones, you know, people... As I say, sometimes I'll go, oh, she's always really addicted to her phone. What people don't realise is that I'm not just on my phone looking at Facebook. I'm on my phone doing constructive, productive stuff. And I'm tending to do it in the times where I've got a little bit of time. So if I'm in a bank queue or a doctor's surgery or whatever, I'll just do a little bit of the things that I need to do so they're done. I tick them off on my to-do list because that's on my phone. And I can do it all. So today I had an email. There's an Eventbrite event that's happening with Engage for Success. There was a typo with the speaker's name. Kathy was travelling. She emailed and said, can you sort it out? From here, I was able to log into my Eventbrite on my phone, sort it out, save it, sort it, and email the person back and say it's all done. You know, the phones are just really effective nowadays. And, I mean, if you have a bigger screen, it's much more helpful, admittedly. But you can do so much without having to be on your laptop or your Mac or PC or whatever. So there you go. There's some recommendations for
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. Thank you, Joe. Joe's Jams. Did you see my Facebook post about my neighbour?
Yes, about his unsecured printer. Yeah, I did.
My neighbour put in unsecured wireless printer, so I sent him a print. it said, "Hello, I'm your printer. I've become self-aware." And then he went down the page and it said, "Run."
Did your neighbour say anything? No. You don't know your neighbour well enough yet.
No. I've no idea who they are. Yeah. I wouldn't know them if I saw them.
No, it was funny. I forgot to say, actually, I haven't, but I have a little list of all of those that I keep meaning to upload to my website, so I'm going to force myself to do it now.
Yeah,
go. So if you go to powertolivemore.com/productivity apps tomorrow, then you can download a little report that has all of that information in there.
Fantastic.
But I haven't done it yet, but I'm making myself do it now, you see?
Cool.
Building, you know, building deadlines.
I am seriously impressed. I mean, really, really impressed. Yeah. It's putting me to shame.
Right, it's that time.
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time in the show where we do the Federation of Small Business News Update, and I'm going to flash through some of the events that are coming up over the next couple of months. You can book all of these and find out all the details by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the FSB tab, and it's all there. The 15th of February is FSB networking at the Secret Pantry in Tenterton. That's at 5:30 in the evening. On the 16th of February, there's a cybercrime event at the Innovation Centre Canterbury, staged by the lovely Jackie Offen of JJ Systems. Also on the 16th of February is the networking event that Bird and I are speaking at Eastwell Manor, supported by the FSB. On the 22nd of February, the internationalisation of Kent Business, and Joe mentioned that earlier, at the Kent Business School. On the 23rd of February is a business breakfast at the old fire station in Tunbridge, and the guest speaker is Mr. David DeCara. On the 23rd of February, it's the National Autistic Society. Too much information. It's an event for employers, and that's being held in Maidstone. Also on the 23rd of February is Protecting Your Business, and that's hosted by the lovely folks at Rift at their offices in Ashford. On the 28th of February is the Toffs Curry Club, bringing people and businesses together, and that again is hosted by the old fire station Tunbridge. On the 28th of February is Online Export Accelerator, hosted by Department for International Trade for the South East. On the 1st of March is the Apprenticeship Funding Advisory Seminar, hosted by West Kent and Ashford College, and that's taking place at Hadlow College. On the 8th of March, it's the International Women's Day celebration, and that's happening in Maidstone. And then on the 14th of March, as I said earlier, it's a blast, the Kent Foundation networking. Joe.
FSB warns members over potential business scams. Sorry, it would be helpful if I put the microphone in my mouth, wouldn't it? FSB warns members over potential business scams. Officials have noticed FSB about potential business... What? Officials have notified FSB about potential business directory scams. These scams target local businesses, asking them to sign documents and confirm their contact details to be included. Small print in the documents mean the firms agree to pay for the directory services. They then receive demands for payment. While the enforceability of such demands is questionable, FSB advises its members to exercise caution when receiving any such requests. Any members with concerns can call the FSB legal helpline for free advice 24/7 if they think they may be affected or unsure of what to do. We also suggest that any incidents should also be reported to Action Fraud.
If you're a company director, the government CMA department has released new guidance for company directors on how to avoid disqualification. Company directors have a special responsibility to be well informed about their practices and ensure that they comply with the law. You can stay informed with this 60-second summary if you go to the website www.gov.uk/government publications, advice for company directors. You can see the updated advice there.
Inspirational Women new video. FSB has launched a new short film as part of our Inspirational Women series leading up to International Women's Day on March the 8th. This film profiles FSB member Kelly Gilmore Grassam, founder of copywriting agency Making You Content. Or like that, Making You Content, Making You Content. Yeah. Yeah. Kelly is passionate about encouraging more women and young people to consider entrepreneurship as a career option. And you can watch her video on YouTube. So I guess if you do a search for Making You Content and Kelly Gilmore Grassam, then you could find that.
Fantastic. The government are considering making changes to the MOT system for your car. The Department of Transport is consulting on whether to change the dates new vehicles require their first MOT test. Currently, new vehicles need an MOT after 3 years, but the government is looking to change that to 4.
See job applicants' potential, not their past. An opinion piece by FSB's national chairman was published in The Telegraph. In the piece, Mike Cherry discusses his personal story of hiring ex-offenders. He encourages other small businesses to consider hiring from groups whose potential is too often overlooked. The Department for Work and Pensions will shortly be launching employer guidance to provide help and support to firms open to the idea of employing someone from one of these groups. Did you know Timpsons, and a lot of their employees are ex-offenders?
They are indeed.
It's a really good story, that.
Absolutely. Mm. And I think that brings us to the end.
Channel Radio News Update.
I think that brings us to the end of our Channel Radio News Update for another week. So thank you for that. Have you got anything you need to say before we go, Joe? Because we're almost out of time
there
now.
There was an FSB thing that you just cut me off on. It says join hashtag BBunker and at FSB Kent for some relaxed networking at the Secret Pantry Tenterden on February the 15th. So that must be tomorrow, 5:30 onwards. And you can find out more at kentbusinessradio.co.uk/networking-feb.
Absolutely. I did actually read that out as part of the shortlist earlier.
I had to
but
stop listening because it just went on for too long. Yeah. We maybe need to split those out a bit next time, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm trying to find a tweet here before I do the next bit that somebody sent me earlier, but I typically can't find it. Twitter seems to hide things when you want to find them.
Yes. Yeah. Denise's final suggestion for your present looks good.
Yes. Would you like to describe that to the listeners? Because
it looks a bit painful.
It shocked us.
Bird's face.
What was it?
Well, I think it's just a cucumber peeler, isn't it?
Oh, it was the peeler. I thought it was the cucumber.
Maybe it was more of an instruction as opposed to a present.
Yeah. Anyway, that brings us to the end of another show. Coming up later on Channel Radio, we have...
You're listening to Craig Avery on Channel Radio.
At 5 o'clock, we have Mr. Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite, with his stripy socks. And he's got a fantastic lineup of guests today, celebrities to interview and music to play. So do tune into that. 5 to 7 o'clock, the Craig Avery Show. That is followed by...
Show.
18 tracks of new, unsigned, up-and-coming music presented to you by Mr. Jamie Andrews from 7 until 9 o'clock. That is followed by our special 1967 show, I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, which still specialises in 1967. There's a lot happened in that year. There's a lot happened. A lot happened in that year, and that's on from 9 until 10. And then, of course, as always, on a Tuesday, we finish off at 10 o'clock with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
1, 2, 3, get down!
Full drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
As always, here on channelradio.co.uk, we finish off with the glorious Boy George and the Club Culture show at 10 o'clock. So do stay tuned for that. Just want to say a big thank you to everybody that joined in. I have now posted a picture on Twitter of what it was that Bird bought me.
I thought you'd forgotten. Thought you'd forgotten.
It's still not entirely clear to everyone. You'll have to work it out. But basically, it's how can we put this? It's a medicinal aid to my performance. Let's just put it like that, shall we?
For peak performance.
Mm. Peak performance.
Yeah. That's what I do. Specialise in peak performance.
Bird has peaked me up no end with her Valentine gift. And I'm really proud of that. So thank you for that. And thank you for all of the people that guessed and participated. And we've made a note of those people that have got really strange minds. And we will be reading them out. No, we won't really. I want to say a huge, huge thank you to Joe and Bird for supporting me on the show. And also to our fantastic guest, Mr. Brad Burton, who you can see live at the Grow Kent show at the Spitfire Ground on the 22nd of March. And also to Anya Jeffries and Tracy Ferguson from the Women Work event that is taking place on the 2nd of March?
10th of March
at the Assembly Theatre in Tunbridge Wells. There's three events on the day, morning, afternoon and evening. Do get along to all three.